Q4YDI Mobile. Good morning.
Hey, Q4YDI. This is KR4AAE. Good morning. Heard you throw your call sign out there. Figure I'd give you a shout.
Thanks for responding there. I was half kind of checking my radio because it's so quiet on the radio wave this morning. I want to make sure it's working.
Copy that. I do the same thing, too. My name is Steven over here on this end. What's the handle over there?
KQ4YDI.
Nice to meet you, David. I hear the same thing, too. It gets really quiet in the mornings. Some days it's quiet in the mornings, and some days it's... the computer's always busy. But yeah, I do that from time to time. It's like, what if my radio still works? What if I broke something? And then you hear people on the airwaves. I'm like, okay, good. I didn't break anything for a change.
Such a gorgeous morning. I'd imagine people may be out and about. I don't know. But I'm over here in Greenville, and it's amazing. Great weather. But yeah, all the channels are quiet today. Fleet Talk's quiet. This one's quiet. The locals are quiet. It's a quiet day.
KO4HK.
There, Patrick, KR4AAE, and you've got KQ4YDI.
David, hope both of y'all are having a wonderful start to your Friday.
Good morning. Yeah, it couldn't be better. Gorgeous weather, dropped the kids off at school, it's Friday, gonna be a good weekend.
Gorgeous start, that's for sure. Do one of y'all got big plans for the weekend?
My big plans, as you probably guessed, involve shuttling kids to sports and all kinds of other fun stuff. How about you, Steven?
Steven?
Yeah, I got a little static on my last transmission. I was afraid I doubled with him.
Maybe he'll come back in here in a minute. He might have got a phone call or something.
Hope this pretty weather drives up some business for you, gets people. And it's a Friday, so maybe you'll have a good day.
Hope so. Looking forward to it. And definitely could be used at this time.
And did you do anything for the field day a couple weeks ago?
Some friends and I got together, camped out for the weekend, got a special event call, and played radio. We had a good time. Didn't make a whole lot of contacts, but we had a really good weekend.
Fun. If I remember right, though, that was a crazy cold weekend.
It was fairly cold, and we found some real weaknesses in equipment because of the cold weather. But if you don't ever get out there and try, you don't ever find those. So, like I said, we had a lot of fun doing it.
Fun. I need to get me a general and get into that all that HF stuff. It would be next step for sure.
Field days, you can come out and you can get on the radio with somebody else that's licensed in general or extra, and you can play around on the radio that way and get your taste for it.
That's true. I remember that from my technician class.
Be like me and attempt to go all the way to extra, but don't have any HF rigs yet.
Steven, are you on a different radio this morning?
I'm on a little HT with crossband repeat with my base unit upstairs.
I was wondering why you sounded different. Now that explains it.
Good way or a bad way.
Sound funny. I mean, it could be me. David, do you hear it? It sounds like he's a little robotic.
I did hear that, and robotic is a good word for it. It's pretty clear. There's maybe a little bit of static, but nothing that I would normally point out. But it's almost like your voice is a little roboticized.
Okay. I'll take a look into that a little bit later. Surprise, I am a robot. I'm not a human.
On artificial intelligence to be implanted, so I mean, you never know.
2025.
I hate to do it to you. I got to get going here. Got some things I need to attend to at the house. Nice chatting with you guys for a few minutes here. This is KR4AAE. I'm going to say 73 to you for right now, and I'll be clear on you all's final.
Steven, hope you have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HK.
Have a good day.
Kids, do you have?
Yeah, I have a 8th grader, a 6th grader, and a preschooler.
What are you?
I'm already the oldest preschool parent in the group. It's going to be fun at high school.
For you.
5.
Up there, yeah, I'll turn 50 this year, so I'm not too far ahead of you.
About the age where you gotta start paying attention to what you're eating and how much you're exercising and all that kind of stuff. Just can't keep a wide eye.
For that, and I have one son, and he is 25 years old, so I'm done with that raising kids thing.
That's like a whole new world going back to empty nesting.
It was strange for a while after he moved out, but I have to say that's the best thing that he's done because it's helped him mature greatly.
How fast you grow up when you got to pay bills and keep the lights on and buy your own food. It's funny how that works out, isn't it?
It is, and it's been fun to watch him mature over the last 4 years, 5 years that he's been moved out now. And actually, we don't fight and argue near as much. So we talk a lot more now.
That's he got a lot more to talk about, you know, common problems and just life in general pops up. I can definitely see that.
Sounds like you're going to have a high schooler next year, so you're going to have your hands full for sure.
I am. It's going to be... It'll be interesting times, but well, Patrick, I just pulled up in my driveway, and I'm gonna say 73 to you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and enjoy this weather, and be safe out on those roads. KQ4YDI will be clear on your final.
Hear you this morning. Hope you have a great day, whatever you're doing, and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.